Jerry Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, I read in the news today that there has been almost a tripling of the increase in malicious code attacks between March and April related to instant messaging services. What's happening here?
Instant messaging is one of the ways that the bad guys can attack end users, and because instant messaging is so pervasive, so many people are using it, it becomes very attractive, and it's been attacked for quite a while now. So when we're seeing a threefold increase in the attacks, that tells me someone's put some, one or more people have put some real time and effort into researching how to make their attacks more effective, and they believe they've found the ways to do it. So now it's the way they want to try to get bad software, malicious software, onto consumers or business machines.
Mm. And this is happening through enterprise unified communication systems?
That is one of the vectors. I mean, we of course still see it with your standard AIM and Live Messenger, all these things. But one of the real risks that corporate IT people need to be aware of is they're buying these unified communication systems. So they'll be sold a product that might include your voice over IP. It may integrate with your scheduling software, with your meeting and appointment software, and it may also include an instant messaging component. So the instant messaging component now, rather than being a little isolated piece of software, is part of an integrated package, and the compromise of instant messaging may potentially compromise many other systems as well.
So, Randy, what can a company do to prevent malicious problems from IM?
This, again, is a case where defense in depth is really called for. There are a variety of techniques that can be used depending on the individual environment. If, for example, you're able to, within your environment, don't allow files to be sent through instant messaging. Use other methods for transferring that kind of data. It might be very prudent to not allow links in the instant messaging to be clicked on if you can prevent that from happening. It should definitely be a policy that you don't click on those links. For the users, education is really important. If someone sends a message, it doesn't mean that it's actually a person that you know, because there are even bots out there that can send messages. And if a friend of yours gets infected, their instant messenger client can be remote controlled so that it comes from them, but they didn't actually send it. And one of the ways to find out when stuff like that happens is to ask questions like, why did you send me this link, or why do you think I'll like this link, or even a silly question like a knock-knock question that's going to require a human to answer who's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, verify that you're actually dealing with a person that you think you're dealing with, because with instant messaging, it's a masquerade party, and anyone can pose as someone you know.
Well, it also sounds, we've talked before about the notion of educating your employees, and generally I think, you know, why you don't really need to click on a link, even an IM. I think most IM messages are just quick points of conversation, and maybe that is the stance that most IT managers should take within their company, is to say, look, no attachments on IM.
Right, and another thing that can be very effective for some corporations is to make it so that only people within the company are able to use the instant messaging application in their unified communications package.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's you can do that, I assume.
With some packages, yes. Because in some cases, what's appropriate for business is instant messaging is only used for intercorporate communications. And if you need to instant message somebody outside the company, use a different instant messaging program that isn't tied in with our voicemail system, you know?
Oh, that's a really good point. Yeah, because I know within our company we have a number of suppliers that people are on IM all the time outside of the company, but using something, you know, a service that is not part of the company makes a lot of sense. Okay, if people have additional questions on IM security, they can reach you at?
Ask ESET at ESET.com.
Terrific. Well, thanks, Randy. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.